You're listening to 1680 WOKB AM, Winter Garden, Florida.
Lighthouse Central Florida has provided education, independent life skills, job training, and placement to thousands of Central Floridians who live with vision loss and their families. But it's not just people with sight impairment who benefit. The entire community is positively impacted through the productive contributions of skilled Lighthouse Central Florida graduates. Call Lighthouse Central Florida today, 407-898-2483. 407-898-2483.
WOKB has a new radio show, Sunday nights, 7 to 9, Blind and Beyond. It's a unique radio show, bridge between the sighted community and the low vision, visually impaired, and the blind community. You'll love this show. Fun, prizes, music. Tune in 7 to 9 every Sunday night right here on WOKB 1680 on the dial.
Lighthouse is the only private nonprofit agency offering a broad range of services to sight-impaired residents of Central Florida through effective programs, proven curricula, certified instructors, and years of personal and professional experience. Lighthouse ensures that individuals of all backgrounds have the tools they need to lead independent lives and pursue their goals without limits. Call Lighthouse Central Florida today, 407-898-2483. 407-898-2483. 2483.
Live from Orlando, Florida.
There's been so many things that's held us down, but now it looks like things are finally coming around. I know we've got a long, long way to go, and where we'll end up, I don't know.
This is the Blind and Beyond Radio Show, produced by Michael Golden and Lynn Golden. And now, here's your host, Michael.
Welcome to your show, 2017. This show is going to be a very special show today. I'm going to talk to you about why this show is going to be so different in just a minute. But let me introduce the young lady to my left today, my wife, Lynn Golder.
I thought maybe for a minute you forgot who I was.
I didn't forget, darling. I never can forget you.
Hello, everybody. Happy New Year and welcome to the January 1st, 2017 edition of the Blind and Beyond Radio Show. And hi, Chris. Happy New Year.
Happy New Year, Chris.
Good to see your face.
And to my right, we have the one, the only, Gary Sinclair.
Hey, Happy New Year!
This hour is brought to you by Lighthouse of Central Florida.
Charting a course for living, learning, and earning with vision loss. Find them online at lighthousecentralflorida.org or on Facebook at Lighthouse Central Florida.
This show is a very special show. I'm talking a little different today because it's hard for me to do this show today because we lost one of our biggest listeners.
Most loyal listener. One of our most loyal listeners.
A friend.
Longest.
And mm-hmm. I can't say enough about this young man. We lost him a couple days before Christmas. We're talking about Joe Pilano. Joe Pilano, you always used to kid. He used to say, ain't no show without Joe. Joe Pilano was a gentle, unbelievable man, born blind, as a twin brother, Chris. We'll be talking a lot about Joe today because this is all dedicated to Joe. You want to call in and you want to talk if you knew Joe? Anything you want to say about Joe, please do it. The phone number is 407-894-1680. 407-894-1680. Before we go any further, in case some of you don't remember the voice of Joe, Chris, why don't you play an excerpt from the past and let them remember Joe? When did you lose your eyesight?
Well, shortly after birth, within like 3 hours of my birth. I was a premature baby, and at that time, the oxygen, and so they put us, me and my twin brother, Chris, who also happens to be totally blind, in an incubator. And by doing so, the oxygen in the incubator burned our retinas out. So like within 3 hours, our sight was destroyed. Our retinas were destroyed. And once that happens, there's really nothing they can do to bring vision back.
That's just one excerpt from Joe. Joe, let me just say this to you, best what I can say. Joe took this show very seriously. I always said the show meant to me to be informative, fun, and to have a place where the low vision and blind community can feel like it's their show, which I always wanted to be their show. And yes, we're the bridge between us and the sighted. But Joe went the next step. Anything, I'm talking about anything.
Whatever idea we came up with.
Or he had to give money. He was going to do this.
He helped us get advertisers.
Anything you talk about.
He was one of our top advertisers.
That's right. Absolutely right. He went out and got his advertisers.
All we did is told him what he had to do, and he was doing it.
He was always doing something for this show.
And what about coming up all by himself?
He came up all the way by himself from Pompano, totally blind.
Well, for people that are in a different part of the country, Michael, they don't know that's 4 hours away.
Yep.
Actually, it's 5 hours away.
Yep.
He would come up just to be a co-host on the show.
Sometimes he took a train. Sometimes he took a bus.
Yep.
He stayed at my house one time when he came up.
Yeah, I remember that.
But we're talking about someone who's totally blind. I mean, totally blind. And for those folks who say, oh, I'm blind, I can't do anything, he was the opposite because he just went and did. And the bottom line
is... But you know what was unique, Michael?
What?
Patty Land and him both did the same kind of thing at our show.
That's with, right.
Patty was Patty Land's words of wisdom
words of
and
wisdom.
Ponderings by
Pondering Joe.
Joe.
And they both did it excellent.
They did.
And Joe took it over because he knew that that was... He was good at it, just right. like Patty
and
was.
And he was so, honored to do
oh,
it because
God
he
was
took over Patty's
That's
spot.
Two out of two. I don't know if we'll ever do Words of Wisdom
really.
Again because so far two out of two of the folks died doing it.
Yeah.
So I don't know if we'll ever do it again. But Joe Pilano, let's hear another excerpt.
Yeah, is Take Tops, which is similar to Access Links in Orlando, paratransit service for blind and visually impaired people as well as other people with disabilities. So they came and picked me up and brought me to the bus station, and I asked the personnel at the counter, you know, to check me in and to let me know when the Orlando bus comes in. And the guy said, sure, I will. And I sat at the station, relaxed for a while.
Wait. I got a question for you.
Yeah.
Oh, he cut it off?
Oh, you cut it off?
Oh, I want to hear what the question was. He's on the phone.
I know what the question
is. What was the question? Well, let's hear his answer.
I would say, how'd you know the bus to take? How'd you know? And he would probably always say.
Can we hear a little bit more of that? Okay.
Yeah, that's no problem. We have a first-time caller calling in.
Oh, good.
Wonderful.
Dolores was a friend of Joe.
Oh, wonderful.
Down that way. So we're going to go to the phone line with her right now.
That is wonderful.
That's great.
Hi, Dolores.
Hi. Hello, Dolores.
Hi, how are you?
All right. Happy New Year, Dolores.
Thank you for calling in.
Same to you. Happy New Year.
Happy New Year.
Yes. I facilitate this Saturday interfaith group down at Lighthouse of Broward in Fort Lauderdale. And I'm also the public awareness specialist, but I've known Joe since he moved to South Florida from the Boston area.
Right,
and at
right.
that time, I was one of those lucky O&M instructors who got to work with him. And he was always so great to work with because I know that anything I taught him, I knew he was going to use.
Oh, wow.
And he was such a pleasure to work with. And then more recently, I'd say during the past 6 years, all of us at the Lighthouse of Broward in our Saturday interfaith group have really, we just loved Joe and found him to be so sweet and kind and funny. And, of course, every month when we met, he would come and promote your radio station to our group.
Oh, sweetheart.
So he was doing his
my
job.
Gosh, I'm going to be crying through this whole show. I'm telling you, I've got my tissues here.
Right. And,
oh, wow.
So we are going to miss his presence,
absolutely.
You know, very, very much, but we'll remember him always with much love.
If we could ask
Thank
one
you,
thing,
Dolores.
People sort of look out for his brother Chris for a little while.
Right, and we're all here for him. You know, I think several of us have contacted Chris, and he knows that we're all a phone call away.
Are you an orientation mobility specialist?
Actually, I spent most of my career as an O&M instructor, but now I'm the public awareness specialist, and I do O&M really inside the building now, and we have retired from the outside, and I have been more involved with the public awareness
for
events
Lighthouse?
In the community. Yes, Lighthouse of Broward in Fort Lauderdale.
Mm-hmm. Well, that's great.
The weather's a lot better inside than outside.
It depends what day and what month.
Yeah, that's true.
Dolores, well, keep on listening to
I want
to
ask Dolores a question. What? Have you been listening to the show for a while?
No, this is when I heard that the show was going to be about Joe and dedicated. I said I have to listen and I must call in.
Wow, thank
you.
That is so
much.
Nice.
Thank you
very much. And we hope you continue to listen.
Yes, continue listening.
I'm sure we will, and I think the group will probably make more of an effort, and hopefully, we'll hear some of the voices of the Saturday Interfaith group in a little while.
And okay. Dolores, listen, if you have any PSAs or information you'd
Absolutely.
Like to get out there but for South Florida, please email us at michael@blindandbeyondradioshow.org, and we'll be happy to announce that on the air for you.
Oh, great. Well, I just published a book, so wow. I'll send that information
okay.
to you.
Okay. Well, we'll have you on another day, and you can talk about
yes.
your book.
Yeah.
Wonderful.
Okay.
It's about my career in okay. orientation and mobility.
We shall do that.
Thank you for calling in. Thank you.
Yes. All righty, Dolores.
Great.
Thank you,
Dolores. Okay. Happy New Year.
Happy New Year to you, too.
And thank you for all you did to enhance Joe's life.
Oh,
thank
oh,
you.
Yeah. Wow.
Our
thank
pleasure.
You.
Our pleasure.
Okay. Bye now.
Bye-bye.
Bye-bye.
What a nice
You know,
call.
You talk about, we used to always say,
what's
there ain't
nice
no show
conference?
Without Joe. Remember, that was our slogan.
Yeah.
Oh,
ain't
we
no
have another
show
caller.
Without Joe.
We have another sweetheart
good.
Calling
good,
in.
Good.
We
Who's
have,
calling now?
Well, I know who, I don't even have to say the last name. It's Jason from West Palm Beach, but it's Jason Goldfield.
Jason Goldfield.
Hi, Jason. Happy New Year.
West Palm Beach. Hi, Jason.
Hey,
Jason.
Happy New Year to you and Lynn and Michael.
Thank
and
you,
how you doing, Gary? Happy New Year
doing
to you
happy
as well.
New to you.
You
too.
Yes, yes. You know, when I heard the news, I got a call from one of our other callers the other day, shortly before Christmas. She had said that she heard the news about Joe, and she saw it on Facebook, and she wanted to know if I knew anything about it. I said, no, what's going on? And she told me, and she wanted to know if I had any phone numbers for him and whatnot, and well, through several calls and whatnot, and I finally came back to Lynn that, you know, we found out it was true. And, you know, I have to say, Joe was, he was very unique and quite an individual. And, you know, I guess we could never say enough about the man. And, you know, one thing I guess we would always tease him about, he was always good for given the weather report.
Oh, yeah. I loved it. I loved his weather reports. It always made me chuckle.
And he's so punctual.
Yeah.
Punctual.
And they were always usually done from the pool.
Yeah.
Yes. Always.
Right, right.
You know, but it's sort of sad he never did get that pool filled up this last time.
Yeah.
No, I know.
They're fixing the pool.
Yeah, you know, I always teased him. I said, Joe, do you got like one of those Doppler radars in your backyard, you know? Says he was working on it, you know.
Oh, gosh.
So, you know, it was always, he was always good for that. And, you know, I know he was also an attendee for quite a while at the Braille Club in West Palm Beach. And I don't have an opportunity to go there too often, but I did go this past week. And hardly anybody knew the news of Joe. And I was the one who had delivered the news, and it was quite a shock to a lot of people. I guess he was very well liked and very well received, which is wonderful. And, you know, one thing I guess he was always known for around there at the Braille Club was always bringing a bottle of wine whenever he would show up.
Oh,
so,
we didn't know that.
Yeah. Big wine
so,
drinker.
Well, I didn't know he brought it to the Braille Club, though.
Yeah, he brought it to the Braille Club. So
funny.
I said on, you know, when you celebrate your New Year's Eve evening, if you partake in a little bit of wine, please have a sip from Joe. So.
Oh, wow.
Yes.
Yeah.
Very thank nice. You very much for
thank
calling
you for
in.
Your
thanks for
contribution.
Calling.
Thank you, Jason.
Thank you.
We'll
did you have
you
a
later,
good
Jason.
Holiday?
Happy New Year.
Happy
yeah,
New
Happy
Year.
New Year to you.
Same to you.
Bye
you
now.
Know.
Oh, we're going to break.
Going to
all
break.
Right. See you on the other side of break. A lot more coming up. Stay tuned for Blind and Beyond. This is Michael. I lost my sight later in life. It's hard when you lose your sight later in life. Where do you go? What do you do? My case, I went to Lighthouse Central Florida to learn how to, let's just say, get around. When you don't know how to get around, you have to learn how to use a cane. That's what I did. I learned how to use a cane. I learned many things at Lighthouse Central Florida. So instead of staying home doing nothing, I suggest calling Lighthouse Central Florida today. It's waiting for you there, your way of life, the new way of life. You don't have to be afraid of being in the dark. You can go out and learn your new way of life. Lighthouse Central Florida, that's the place to go when all of a sudden, out of nowhere, you go blind. That's what happened to me. And I had to learn everything from how to use a microwave, because when you can't see, you have to learn how to use the microwave. You have to learn how to use a cane. You have to learn how to use many things to get around, which I did at the Lighthouse Central Florida. So I suggest, if you want a new way of life, if you want a life to get around, go to Lighthouse Central Florida. That's the place to go. Call today to change your life. Phone number, 407-898-2483. Like I said, call today. Don't wait. Call today. Again, the phone was 407-898-2483.
Ever wonder why there aren't more blind people out in our community? It's likely they don't have the skills they need to live independently, whether it's learning for the first time or relearning skills that help them to accomplish common activities of daily living. You and your family should know where to go to access services to help you do just that. Go to Lighthouse Central Florida. So call today. The phone number is 407-898-2483. Once again, the phone number is 407-898-2483.
You have a blind child? Then early intervention led by the Infant and Toddler Development Specialist. Lighthouse's team of early intervention mentors works with children who are blind or visually impaired and their families in a child's natural environment to develop and implement individualized training programs that will help maximize the child's best potential. Small group sessions are available to facilitate children's social skills and provide the opportunity for families to support each other. Call the Lighthouse at phone number 407-898-2483. Call 407-898-2483.
We're back. Welcome back to Blind and Beyond Radio Show. And this is your host, Michael. Right now, as far as the first part of our radio show, we're doing a tribute to Joe Pilano, who passed away 2 weeks ago. If you want to call in and say something about Joe, please do. The phone number here is 407-894-1680.
I have another number to pass out there, Michael. That's for people that are on the road and on vacation and traveling around. If you still want to listen to the show, just call 518-712-0057.
But that number you can't call.
You
in.
Can't you call. That's listen only. But listen, it's 518.
Anywhere in the country can get
712-0057. It's at no cost.
And you don't need any special app. It's no just a regular phone call.
We have a couple callers on the line right now. I believe they're calling in reference to Joe. Who's on the line right now, Chris?
We have the one and only dynamic dual team number two, because you guys are the first. We got
watch it, Chris. Yeah, that's right.
Charles and Don Brooks right here.
Hi, Charles. Hi, Don.
Hi, Charles. Hi, Don.
They're from Kissimmee, Florida.
Hey, hey.
Uh-oh. Hello, everybody.
Happy New Year.
I just wanted to make some comments about Joe.
Oh, great.
You know, Joe was very kind-hearted, sweet guy. And I don't mean that as a kind of funny term. I mean that he had a very nice, mild, calm nature.
He had a good heart.
Yes, very good-hearted.
And a good heart.
Joe loved a good meal.
Oh, yeah. We were just talking about that.
We were just talking about
that. Love food.
Yep.
Yeah.
Yep.
He really enjoyed a good meal. And very, very comic oriented. He could do stand-up comedy.
Yeah. <right. laughs>
You're right. Good sense of humor.
Yeah. Very good sense of humor. I just wanted to add some comments there. And
well, thank you.
Yep.
Yeah, we really miss him.
Wish everybody a happy new year.
Well, you too, Charles.
Thank you, Charles.
And Don.
And that was Charles and Dawn from Kissimmee, Florida.
You all happy.
Oh, wait, Dawn is
happy
still.
New year.
Happy New Year, Dawn.
Happy New Year. You know what? I was just thinking.
What were you thinking?
When he stayed at our house. When we had our other radio show and he came up to do the show with us and he slept over at our house and he was sitting on the patio with Dad and he just loved Miss Green.
Oh, yeah.
That was before we got Bennett. He loved Miss Green. He used to bend down and pet her. And he loved Chloe, our cat. And he, ever since then, years later, every time we talked to him, how's Miss Green? And of course now how's Bennett?
Right.
But he just loved them.
Well, he came to my house. He stayed at my house. You should have saw the Chinese food he ordered. My goodness, man.
Well, we have another caller, if we'd like to take another caller.
Yeah,
I believe he's calling in to talk about Joe. It's Greg Lindbergh from Palm Harbor, Florida.
Hey, Greg.
Hi, Greg.
Greg from Palm.
Happy New Year, Greg.
Happy
Hey, guys. Happy New Year.
Well,
how's it going tonight?
We're in a somber mood.
Sad moment.
But it's still nice to talk about Joe in a fun, in a humorous way, because it just makes you feel closer to him.
Yeah. I just wanted to offer my condolences to Joe Pilano, obviously, and his brother Chris and family. And I never had the opportunity to meet Joe, but just based on his words of wisdom and the quotes he used to give and everything on the show, he was just such an inspiration. And to me, just really defined not only this show, but Blind Matters and just what you guys are all about as far as the positive mindset, like Michael always says, and, you know, just wanting to be an inspiration to everybody and to put a positive word out there in this crazy negative world that we live in. So I just wanted to put my two cents in.
That was
on
very well,
thank you very
much well
in.
Put. Thank you, Greg.
Thank you very much for calling
he
in,
he exemplified
Greg.
That. Thank you so
and
much.
Happy New Year to you and your family.
Thanks. Happy New Year.
Okay, sure, we'll talk to you soon, Greg. Thank you.
Okay.
And a phone number to call in if you,
you
want to talk about the Joe is
407-894-1680. We have another really, really special caller.
Oh,
we have
boy.
Joe Pilano's brother,
Chris
Pilano.
Gracious.
Now, just to tell everybody out there in Radio Land that Chris sounds exactly like Joe. Welcome, Chris.
Welcome, Chris.
Well, it's welcome, Joe, also in spirit.
Yeah, thank you. I would like to wish everyone a happy and healthy New Year, and I would echo everything that has been said about my twin brother and more. He, my better half, has been taken from me, and my goal, my mission, is to be half as good as he was. I want him to be proud of me. He's watching from heaven, I know.
Oh, he's watching.
And I want to honor him by emulating his character.
Oh,
he was
man.
A good man, a kind man, a gentle man. Ooh. He always put other people first.
Yes, he did.
We as Christians have an acronym. It's called JOY, J-O-Y. Jesus, others, and you.
Wow.
And my brother exemplified that to a T. He would always be interested in other people, how they were feeling, how they were doing, and he really... I just can't express in words what I feel about his sudden loss. But as Christians, I believe that he had the best Christmas ever because he spent Christmas with Jesus this year.
Oh, yeah.
And he will do so forever.
Yep.
So, and also, I would like to say that in a few weeks, I'm going to establish a fund, a scholar, a fund
Good.
Dedicated to
Good.
Educating blind
Good.
Children.
We were wondering.
And I, once I get this established, I will let everybody know how they can donate in Joseph's memory.
Oh, absolutely. We were pounded. We were pounded on this radio show. We were pounded and say all the time about the fund. Absolutely, Chris.
And Chris, we embrace you to call in anytime.
Anytime.
If you would like to be a co-host sometime.
Yes, we'd love.
We would love for that.
Joe would like that.
Oh,
yeah, because as you know, Joe would read the quotes in Braille. He would copy them out and read them in Braille. And I am going to establish something to do with educating blind children in Braille.
Very
good. Once it's established, I will, again, I will let everyone know how they can donate in Joseph's memory.
I have one question for you, Chris. Did Joe go back home? Chris, did Joe go back home to Boston?
Well, we are going to have a mass for him in Pompano Beach. I tentatively scheduled for January 14th. We are still in the process of confirming it with the church. But and then he will be buried with our mother in Massachusetts in May or June, the springtime.
Good. Wow.
But we will have a mass for him again on January 14th.
What day is that?
Will be in Joseph's memory and to celebrate his life. Because
what day of the week is
what
that?
What day is the week? I would like
that's on a Saturday.
Okay.
The 14th.
But next week.
I will keep everyone informed. But again, my better half, my beloved Joseph, is with God, and he'll be with him forever, with God and Jesus.
Absolutely.
And I have consolation in that. Even though I miss him terribly, I have consolation that he's in a better place now. He can hear all the nice music and eat all the nice food and enjoy himself.
Shrimp cocktail.
He'll have the best pool in the world.
Absolutely.
And the best shrimp cocktail, right?
Yeah, say that again?
I said the best shrimp cocktail.
Oh, yes. He and I would enjoy shrimp a lot. Yeah. But he'll have the best ones in heaven, I'm sure.
Yeah, Chris, I got to say something. Joe, I always talk about it. He'd say, you know, when we go sit down, me and my brother sit down, we have dinner. We have wine. Then we have shrimp cocktail. Then we have our entree. You know, that's all Joe talked about eating.
Michael would always say,
even St. Paul said wine is good for the stomach. So, in moderation, of course, but all of the Italians and French people and Europeans always enjoy a nice glass of wine with dinner.
Absolutely.
Let me know when it is the 14th, because I think Lynn and I will kind of come down there. Just we'll drive down for the day and come right back.
Yeah, I really appreciate that. I will send you a message.
Please.
And then maybe you can announce it on the air as well.
No problem.
I'll probably ride down with them if they take me.
Oh, yes, and Joseph mentioned very warmly he stayed at your home, Gary.
Yes, yes.
Was just around the 4th of July, as I remember.
Yes, yes, yeah.
Yeah, where you hosted a wonderful party for all of the listeners.
Yep, yep.
And Joseph was there, and he co-hosted right by your pool.
I don't know how that guy didn't shrivel up as much as he stayed in that pool all day.
I know he was in the pool a lot.
Absolutely.
Yeah, so thank you very much.
Thank you, Chris.
Okay, Chris.
I wish everyone a happy again and blessed and healthy new year. And my brother will be missed by everyone whom he was in touch with and whom he touched.
And keep listening to the show and call in once in a while. Please, Chris.
I will.
Please.
Thanks a lot.
All right, sure.
We're going to miss him greatly. Yeah. Yes.
Bye-bye.
Bye-bye.
Oh, my goodness.
Ooh, that was tough.
I have to take a breath.
Ooh.
Chris, you want to play that excerpt? Can you play an excerpt with him and his brother?
Him and his brother? Oh, yeah.
Yeah. Hi, Chris. How you doing?
Oh, no.
Great, Joe. Super.
Yeah. Good. I hope things are in Pompano or under control.
Yeah, I'm going to give you the weather report. 79 degrees, cloudy with light rain, humidity 82%, wind east of 10, dew point 73. So it's not bad.
Yeah, it's good. Bring the sun. We had sun all of the ride up from Fort Lauderdale up to Orlando. You know, barring the first 15 minutes, the rest of it was blue sky. So bring that weather to Pompano tomorrow when I get back, all right?
Yeah, I think it'll be sunny tomorrow, let's hope. But anyway, I think it's Andrea Bocelli.
That's too much. That's too much. I'll always remember that.
Yeah, that was great. Oh, my goodness.
That was a trivia question back then.
Yeah. Oh, my goodness.
Wow.
All right, let's do something light.
Yeah.
Let's play. Oh, we're going to break. All right, when we come back, we'll do a trivia.
Okay.
Something light. Going to break? Stay tuned for Blind and Beyond. See you on the other side of the break.
Visual impairment doesn't have to break the human spirit. Through teaching, caring, and training, and compassion, Lighthouse Central Florida gives people with sight impairment the skills that they need to achieve their full potential to live independently and maintain and improve their quality of life. These are truly life-changing programs. So call Lighthouse Central Florida today. The phone number to call is 407-898-2483. Once again, the phone number is 407-898-2483.
Lighthouse Works is hiring. That's right. For all you folks that are visually impaired or blind, you don't have to sit in your home doing nothing. Lighthouse is hiring. Lighthouse's target areas are Osceola County, Orange County, and Seminole County. These are the counties that Lighthouse wants to hear from you. Call Lighthouse Works today. Lighthouse Works is always accepting resumes, but due to the seasonal nature of many of the contracts we acquire, callbacks and interview scheduling may revolve around when the demand is the greatest. So if you're looking for work, call Lighthouse Works today. And the phone number to call, 407-898-2483. I'm going to repeat that number. Call now, 407-898-2483.
Transition. Lighthouse assists teens 14 to 22 to become more independent and prepare for their future. Teens receive training in personnel, financial, and home management, prepare for careers and higher education, and enhance their skills in accessible technologies. Services are provided on weekends throughout the school year. During the summer, Lighthouse teens participate in a more intensive schedule, which includes work experience. Call the Lighthouse at phone number 407-898-2483. Call 407-898-2483 for more information.
Welcome back. This is your host, Michael. I'm here today with Gary Sinclair, with my wife, Lynn Golder, and we're doing a tribute right now to our friend, our pal.
A loyal listener.
Our most loyal listener. He used to always say, it ain't no show without Joe. And that's going to be hard to go on with the show without Joe, that's for sure. He was all about life, his food. He loved his food.
And you know, Michael, you always brag about me, how I get around, go on cruises and, you know, do airplane and all that stuff. Joe had, he had it too. He was good at his stuff.
Oh, yeah.
And he wasn't afraid to get out there and do what he had to do.
No. If and he used to always it. Ask. That's the thing.
Yep, always
this
ask.
This is the thing I always talk to my brothers and sister who are blind. They don't talk enough and ask enough when you're going somewhere. There's no big deal. You're afraid of saying something to someone. You're afraid to use a cane. So what? You got a cane. I don't go anywhere without my cane because it's my navigator. And the point is, that's
and
mindset.
And it also makes
it's positive
people
point.
Aware that you're blind and
yeah,
it helps
absolutely.
You. It's
not
and with Joe... He would go everywhere, and he would go on different buses and
yep,
different things,
trains.
And he would always ask, is this the bus to Orlando? Is this?
But that's a key thing. That's like I say in my commercial. Don't be afraid to ask people. People out there are more than willing to help you out.
Remember
they really are.
When we dropped him off at the train station, I was afraid to leave him, and he said, no, don't worry. Remember, Michael?
Yep.
Absolutely.
So right now we're going to go to trivia. I want something light.
Yeah, let's do something good here.
Is this one of mine?
It's a trivia. All right, let's go.
Okay. 40,
by the way, to call in for the trivia is 407-894-1680. 407-894-1680. Who's singing this song? Who is singing this song?
One of my favorite songs.
It's a good song.
I love this song.
Actually, it's kind of appropriate today.
It is.
A little song I wrote, you might want to sing it note for note. Don't worry, be happy. In every life we have some trouble, but when you worry you make it double. Don't worry, be happy. Don't worry, be happy now. Be happy. Don't worry, be happy. Don't worry. place to lay your head. Somebody came and took your bed. Don't worry, be happy. The landlord say your rent is late. He may have to litigate. Don't worry, be happy.
Look at me, I'm happy. Don't worry, be happy.
Okay, so who's singing the song? 407-894-1680.
I wanted to hear the whole song. I was hoping you wouldn't cut it off. Oh. We have another, pardon me, everybody. I'm a little, got a frog in my throat talking about Joe. We have another very special caller, another loyal listener from many years ago. We have Anthony calling in from Canada, from Calgary.
Oh, Anthony from Canada.
Wow. Hello, Anthony.
Anthony from Canada. How you doing, Anthony?
Hey, Anthony.
Hey, man, what's going on?
What's going on in Calgary, Canada?
It's cold.
Not much.
It's cold.
Hot up there, huh?
It's cold, yes. It's cold. It's going to get colder.
A happy New Year, Anthony.
Yeah, happy New
Year,
Anthony.
Yes, you too.
Thank you. So I understand you'd
glad
like to
hear
talk.
Your show is running, doing its thing. I listen to it sporadically. I'm not always around to listen. But
well, the podcasts are up for whenever you're ready to listen.
Yeah. I just got to get some things in order first, you know.
So I see
it is what it is. I just heard about Joe. I happened to turn the show on. I'm like, wow.
Yeah,
we're surprising a few people tonight, I think.
He was a good man. He was a great guy. I never met him, but he was always there to help somebody out.
That's right. That's exactly right.
Well, you guys have a great day, man. I just thought I'd say hi.
Well, thank you for stay warm up there.
Stay well.
I will, man.
Call in more.
Have a great day.
Yeah, call us in more.
Thank you, Anthony. That was nice. Very sweet.
I got something.
Anthony's been listening since 2012.
Yeah. If you don't mind, I got something here I got to say, Michael.
Yeah.
I've got a friend of mine that used to rent with me, and he, long, old-time friend, they call him Doc. And right now he's in a hospital in Atlanta, and he called me and told me he had a stroke and maybe going blind. He wants to get with me and help him. He's a veteran. He's a Marine, and he said he's going to come back and asked me to help him through whatever he needs to go, where to go, and with the VA and whatever. But see, that's what it's all about, is getting out there and helping somebody else when they're in trouble. And so if you're listening, Doc, and you can use that hospital telephone, give us a call.
Did you give him the number?
It's 407-894-1680. One more time, 407-894-1680. Tell the hospital you need to call.
So anybody call in yet, Chris, about the song?
No, not yet.
Not yet. Oh my gosh, it's such an easy.
Here's what I want to say. I got a chance to meet Joe not too long ago when he came up in October, and when I saw him, his warmth of his heart when he walked in. Hi, Chris. How are you?
He sat in your chair.
Right.
He was sitting in your chair. He took over.
So I really enjoyed his spirit. Joe had one of those spirits of love, joy, and peace at the same time. Mm-hmm. And it's rare that you find a whole lot of people in the world that we live in today with such aspiration. No matter what the situation may be, Joe just going to push forward and go forth. He kind of remind me of myself as an Iron Man. he ain't nothing going to stop him. The theme song that you guys have when we do it when we first open up the show, ain't no stopping us now. Joe is a prime example of there's no stopping us. Now we can only go from here. So those are my words. I had to get myself together. I couldn't do it at the beginning, but I just had to get it together. Unless Chris can do it, I know I can do it.
Absolutely. There you go. Absolutely. I'm sure Chris appreciates everything you just said. Chris and Chris, the other Chris, Joe's brother Chris. That's nice.
We're just reminiscing a little bit way back when.
Chilling today. Just taking it easy.
Blind Matters, we had our first Christmas show. And I think that's the first time Joe came up and did something with our Christmas show, wasn't it?
I don't remember.
That was a long time ago.
At the restaurant.
I have all those podcasts and all the pictures.
At the Cuban restaurant.
So nobody's calling in as far as the trivia. So I'm going to give the answer.
I'm shocked.
I'll give the answer. Okay, nobody called in.
You know, I got to say something before that. With that song right there, I had just bought a cabin cruiser. And we used to get in the boat, go out 25 miles out in the ocean, and listen to this, "Don't Worry, Be Happy."
Yeah.
And you're having a couple drinks.
All right, well, I'm going to get the answer.
I didn't know that this person originally sang the song. That was somebody else that came out and revamped the song, and that's how I found out about the song. But when you sent it to me and said, "Hey, we're going to play this," I didn't know this was the original until I actually heard it.
And I thought everybody would call in reference to this one. Anyway, it's Bob Marley.
Bob Marley, okay.
The Jamaican fellow who's great from, the great singer from Jamaica.
Jamaica. Yeah.
Bob Marley. Let's play a little more of that song.
Yeah, I'd like to hear the rest of it. It's great.
Bob Marley.
Yeah,
baby. Ooh, don't worry. Ooh, be happy. Ooh, don't worry, be happy. Now there is this song I wrote. I hope you learned it note for note like good little children. Don't worry. Be happy. Listen to what I say. In your life, expect some trouble. But when you worry, you make it double. But don't worry. Be happy. Be happy now. Don't worry. Don't worry, be happy. Don't worry.
So it's Bob Marley. Don't worry.
He said, when you worry, you make it double. That's what he said, if you have problems.
Yeah.
Causes ulcers, too.
Yeah.
Well, it made me go blind, the stress.
Yeah, absolutely, stress.
The stress. People all say, how does stress make you go blind? Right? Too much cortisone, right, honey?
Cortisol.
Cortisol.
Cortisol, Michael. Cortisol.
In the brain. All I know is one thing. Today, special day. It's supposed to be Happy New Year, which it is. But we're also doing...
I'm happy that we're getting to share all the nice things about Joe with everybody out there listening audience.
I
it makes me feel good.
Because I love Joe.
I know, but it feels good to know that we can share his goodness with everybody.
Doing a memorial to Joe Pilano, who was a big part of this show.
I believe we have a caller.
Is there another caller on the line right now?
He's getting the name.
Chris? Yeah? Okay.
Oh, my.
Yeah.
Let me see something here.
What?
No, I was just looking at my notes. Well, we were waiting. Did we have a caller?
I just can't get over. You're talking about life. You know, when you get older, Gary.
Yep.
Just life goes so much faster when
you're
younger.
We were talking about that the other day. You said how fast this last year went.
All I know is one thing.
Oh, we're going to break? Is that what you said?
Oh, okay. No, this is 17 years now since the millennium, 2000. It's amazing.
That's just mind-boggling, Michael.
We're going to break. See you on the other side of the break. Yep. Stay tuned for Blind and Beyond.
This is Charles. We did a show out at the museum in Winter Park. There was the cutest little girl, I'm told, totally blind, 6 years old. Lighthouse of Central Florida can help your blind babies, can help your blind children. They have mentors on staff to work with your children, your babies, your teens, your young adults. They teach them how to interact with others, how to play. They teach them financial abilities. They teach them and prepare them for college. They teach your young adults and prepare them for jobs in the future. So Lighthouse Central Florida is the place to go for all of your needs, as babies, children, young adults, and even senior citizens can find help, assistance, guidance, and education. Call the Lighthouse at phone number 407-898-2483. Call 407-898-2483.
Lighthouse Central Central Florida. That's the place to go. Remember that name, Lighthouse of Central Florida. If you are visually impaired, you're blind, you're sitting there saying, why me? What can I do? You don't have to do that anymore. Call Lighthouse today. They will help you. They'll help you with your mindset. They will help you to get started with your new way of life so you can be like Gary Sinclair, traveling around the country, getting on planes, going on cruises, doing all the things that a sighted person can do. And not only that, they also can teach you about getting a job, and they also have the workshop to give you a job. So don't keep on sitting there in your house doing nothing. Lighthouse. Call today. Lighthouse. The phone number for Lighthouse is 407-898-2483. I'll repeat, 407-898-2483. Call today.
This is Gary, and I am blind. I'm totally blind. Thanks to the Lighthouse of Central Florida, I've learned how to do things on my own. I go on cruises. I fly. I fly wherever I want to go. I just go to the airport, and the airlines takes care of me, and I get from A to B with no problem. I had to drop that fear, which Lighthouse taught me how to drop that fear and get out there and ask people on how to get from point A to point B. Don't be embarrassed about being blind or visually impaired. Get out there and ask others. They are more than willing to help you. Get out there and be independent with your life. Go do things as you want to do them today. Just like everybody else, I can get out there and I can cook dinners. I've learned how to cook on my own, at home, with no help. I clean my house. I can do all these things independently thanks to Lighthouse. So if you want to learn to be able to do things and be independent like me and get out on your own and live a life of a normal life, call Lighthouse. Lighthouse will help you. Trust me. The phone number to call, 407-898-2483. Call today.
Welcome back to Blind and Beyond, to the very special show that we're dedicating to Joe Pilano. We lost him a couple weeks ago. This is your host, Michael. I'm here with my wife, Lynn Golder. I'm here with my very good friend, Gary Sinclair. And I understand we have a caller on the line from Boston, Massachusetts.
Yes, we have Jerry on the line.
Hello, Jerry.
Hi, Jerry. Welcome.
Hello. Yes, this is Joe and Chris's cousin Jerry from Acton, Massachusetts, about 25 miles out of Boston, and calling in to thank you all for having this great show and dedication to our great cousin Joe.
Who, we're honored to do it.
Yeah, we have great memories. I can speak on behalf of the whole Pilano clan up here, the extension of Joe and Chris, and all the way back to the great times we had with his dad, Uncle Joe, and Aunt Stephanie, and Cousin Paula, and the many holidays that they shared and spent with us, and our Aunt B, and Uncle Sam, and all our cousins, and Aunt Emily, and Uncle Bucky, and
goodness.
Boy, we had some good times, and they were they were always a big part of it. So, we were, you know, very sad, obviously, to hear the loss, and had a hard time believing and accepting it. I think something like this will just all make us feel, you know, how we have to think of the good things and the good times that we all shared with Joe, and make that have him continue on in our life that way. And I can't thank WOKB community, the community that supports everyone that you do and everyone that's called in. And it's great to hear that Joe had such a an impact and influence on so many people. But it's not surprising because, you know, both Joe and Chris always seemed to be ahead of the curve when they came to new things and what they were always into. So
people know them all over the country.
Yeah,
all over the country because of the show, and they all thought Joe was great.
Jerry, did you know that Joe would come up by himself from Pompano Beach to He would stay overnight at our house or Jerry's. Yeah, he stayed up.
I stayed at my house.
And he would come up on the train and just to be here in the studio with us.
That's great to know. We remember them when they were at Clark University, and they'd always do some type of, especially for fundraising, they were on the radio. We'd be at our house in Barry, which is where our family grew up, Barry, Massachusetts, right in the center of the state, and we'd be there on whatever weekend it was with the radio on, listening to him talk, and we'd be laughing, and just good times, a lot of great times.
What did you think about the little spot we had with the Joe would always call in from Pompano, give the weather report to us. So we thought it would be a funny idea with Joe being right here at the studio and Chris called in and giving Joe the weather report.
That was really funny. That was pretty hilarious. And he's doing it from the pool, too. It is a Pilato trait. I think we all love to eat. I think we grew up with some great Italian cooks in our family, so it was really hard not to love food, and it's certainly a good memory.
The funny thing was is because you're not blind, but if you're blind and we put Joe on one side of us and Chris on the other side of us, they would come in stereo.
Yeah, they did sound alike. Absolutely. And we all just like identical twins. Always hard to recognize what feature is different about one from the other. It was difficult to see.
Jerry, will you be going to the Mass?
Well, not down there, but we look forward to celebrating the May or June event Chris described on the phone.
Right,
yeah,
right.
Yeah. Sorry, we won't be there in body, but we'll be there in spirit for sure.
Yeah.
Well, thank you very much for calling.
Very
sweet. And I hope you keep listening, Jerry. And
all right. Thank you. I love you. Bye.
Love you too. Thank you.
Bye. Calling in.
Wow. Wonderful. What a reach he had.
The other side. Listen to this.
What?
It seems we screwed up.
Oh, right.
Chris.
Right. Oh, yeah. We're allowed.
Trivia.
Chris will explain it.
Oh, would you explain what happened? Because the point is...
I think that's my fault.
I didn't read the word trivia. We told you about that song and put on Bob Marley...
Don't worry, be happy.
Don't worry. We thought you were playing Bob Marley. Well, tell us what happened, because you said some people were calling up. What happened?
I had a few phone calls to call in and said it wasn't Bob Marley who actually did the song. The person who actually did the song is called Bobby McFerrin. F-C-F-E-R-R-I-N. The song came out in, it was released in 1988.
If I'm correct, Chris, he had a deeper voice, the one that really sang the song.
Oh, I think you're right.
He had a very deep voice, like Charles.
And it didn't have a strong accent.
Don't worry, be happy.
Can you find
how did you find it? We said pull up Bob Marley.
No, I sent him the link, so I might have sent him the wrong one.
The link that was sent was a tribute.
It was a tribute.
Well, I'm surprised they didn't call up. The three people you said that called up off the air, they should have called up on
just to say hello. We're
just
happy you're
hello.
Listening.
Yeah.
And look, if we're wrong, we're wrong. We're the first one to admit we're wrong. It's the first time I think we've had the show that we screwed up.
So do you have the clip from the original then?
I'm looking for it.
Okay, when you get it, let us know. I'd like to hear the difference.
Voice.
Yeah, I'd like to hear the difference. Do we have time? I have a poem. I have several poems, actually.
For you, you can read a poem.
Oh, thank you,
sweetheart. Absolutely. Gary, we're going to let her.
As long as she doesn't do anything.
I won't have a voice like Charles, but I will do the best I can.
All right, go ahead, Lynn.
Okay, these are just poems about new beginnings, a new year, new day, et cetera, et cetera. So this one is called Another Chance by Helen Steiner Rice. A new beginning starts with a deep desire for change. Hope for a new day is an eternal theme in poetry. Without hope, what do we really have? So here's the poem. How often we wish for another chance to make a fresh beginning, a chance to blot out our mistakes and change failure into winning. It does not take a new day to make a brand new start. It only takes a deep desire to try with all our heart to live a little better, and to always be forgiving, and to add a little sunshine to the world in which we're living. So never give up in despair and think that you are through, for there's always tomorrow and the hope of starting new. That's just one poem I found.
That's a beautiful poem, honey.
I have several that I'll read throughout the show. It sure is. And here's
the
original.
And we got it.
Okay, we'd like to hear this song.
I remember the video.
Can we please listen to this in its entirety, Michael? I would love to hear it.
Now, this is Bob Marley?
No. This is Bobby McFerrin.
Okay.
Deeper voice, watch.
Here's a little song I wrote. Hello? You might want to sing it note for note. Don't worry. Be happy. In every life we have some trouble. But when you worry, you make it double. Don't worry. Be happy. Don't worry. Be happy now. Don't worry. Be happy.
So who's singing this song right now?
That's Bobby McFerrin that's singing that song.
Okay, so who sang the other song that we had on the first time?
It sounded the same to
they
me.
They sounded the same to me.
It could have been the same person.
They sound identical. There was
so
no
Bob
difference
Marley
there.
Never sang either song. Is that what you're saying?
Oh, my gosh.
We're going to break. Okay. Stay tuned for Blind and Beyond. See you on the other side of the break. Stay tuned.